How do we, as solo moms, carry it all, love deeply, and keep showing up even when life knocks us down? How do we find peace, purpose, and joy again? How do we rebuild our lives while raising our children, believing that God has a plan for us? I'm J. Rosemary Francis, and this is Solo Moms Talk. It's your safe space for healing, hope, and honest conversations about the courage it takes to do this journey solo, but never alone.
Leilani Guzman is a multidisciplinary creator, guiding brands and individuals to align with their divine purpose through authenticity and creativity. Welcome, Leilani.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming and talking to us on Solo Moms Talk. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really, really grateful to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you. Before we get into what you do, could you tell us, who's Leilani?
Oh, great question. I am a lot of things, but I would say first, I am a child of God. That's first and foremost, but I am also a mother. I'm a sister, I'm a friend, I'm a daughter, and obviously a creative, but yeah, I have many roles that I have, but I'm also just someone who's learning every day as I go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. And I just wanted to touch on your parenting aspect for a little bit. This is called Solo Moms Talk, and we try to provide perspective for moms who are raising their children alone, no matter how they ended up in, you know, raising children. So if you're able to, could you tell us, how did you become a solo mom?
Yeah. So obviously that wasn't my plan originally. But I was in a relationship where, I realized that a lot of patterns were being repeated, in terms of, I didn't have a healthy relationship model to me as I was growing up. And I quickly realized in my relationship that I had that there was a lot of similarities. And because I was really, truly seeking to be in relationship, I really wanted to be with somebody and pretty much just didn't fully allow myself to spend more time with myself and kind of came more from this sense of desperation that I attracted someone that was very similar in that regard. And also, you know, there was a lot of woundings that we both shared, I would say, that was amplified when we got into relationship together. But I had tolerated a lot because I didn't think that I was really worthy of the love that I wanted. And it wasn't until I got pregnant with my ex-partner that first things seemed to have been getting worse. It was really, honestly, like my health, my mental health, my well-being was just not there. And I knew that if I would have stayed in a relationship like that, that I wouldn't have been here today. It was really, it wasn't good in any form, shape. And I didn't want to have my daughter, you know, have a mother that was either severely depressed or maybe wasn't even present or not even here, because it could have been easier to stay in a relationship. But I knew deep down that I needed to make that difficult decision, because I did not want to repeat something that I had already seen in my family.
Yeah. You know, I say it all the time. You're not alone. And when I say you're not alone, I'm not just talking about the present. I'm talking about also our experience, because many of us end up in relationship because we're seeking what we think we're missing. And the funny thing is, we end up with the same person like us seeking what they're missing. So thank you for, you know, sharing that with us. So you're raising a daughter, and how old is your daughter?
She's a year and a half.
Oh, and yeah, I met her and I just love her. She's so cute. So tell us, what has been your biggest struggle as a mom, just trying to make do while raising someone else?
Yeah. I would say my biggest struggle has been really allowing myself to receive like support in the ways that I need sometimes. I think in the past, I probably was asking for support from those who were not in the place to do so, or just didn't, you know, they didn't have the capacity. And it led me to almost function from a hyper independence where I just did everything myself. Like, even during my pregnancy, like a lot of the time I was still doing things by myself. And part of it was because there was still this story of shame and I didn't want to let people in. And also now that my daughter's, you know, basically a toddler, I'm still learning to not just ask for support, but know who to ask for support. Because I think it is humbling, but it's also like the reality is I'm one person, but that saying that it takes a village, you know, to raise a child, it is true. And I think I'm fortunate to be creating those relationships now. But it's still something that's kind of new for me.
Yeah. It takes courage to want to put yourself out there, so to speak. Especially if you're dealing with that sense of guilt and shame, and, you know, so we have to overcome that shame before, you know, especially for us. You know, we try to do everything for our children, but that's one place we need it for us, right? Yeah. All right. So I'm going to ask you to tell us, what role has faith played in your journey? And if you've done any healing work along with faith, if you could tell us about that and let us know how that works.
Yes. So... Oh, this is a loaded question. Faith, I would have to say faith is the thing that keeps me going the most. It's the thing that, it's that fuel that won't ever run out. Before I came to my faith and really started being committed and bold in it, I did do a lot of healing work per se. Like I think because I had a lot of relationships that weren't healthy, for lack of a better word, weren't healthy, but also because I myself was going through a lot of mental battles and just wanted better for myself, I started doing a lot of internal self-growth work from a young age. And I don't know exactly why. I just want to be the best that I can be in, you know, in any role. But when I was doing that, this was prior to my faith, and it was coming more from a place of seeking. Like I was trying to fill this void of like, if I have more knowledge on this, or if I heal this wound, or if I, you know, understand this part of myself more, then, you know, then the pain is going to go away. And that's not necessarily the case. Like there's still things that cause pain, that cause hurt. And I think faith had the biggest role that faith has also played in my life is learning how to forgive, but also truly being grateful for all types of moments and situations, even when it's not, even when it doesn't feel the greatest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I appreciate you just being open and, you know, helping us understand your journey, because it also helps us to understand our journey. So I appreciate you. What is Leilani grateful for today?
I'm just grateful for being alive today. I'm grateful for my breath. Yes, I'm grateful for being here with you today.
Okay, appreciate that. All right, so I introduced you as someone who helps brands. So tell us about that. Tell us about your work and tell us how we can find you online.
I've always been a creative from a young age. My background's in graphic design and visual arts, and I've always had an affinity for just bringing creative ideas to life. And I found that brands are such a great way to do so, not just in the visual aspect, but really the foundations of, you know, what is your brand? Sometimes it's a personal brand or a company brand, but really assisting people with how that not just relates to their passions, but like the truest essence of who they are. So the way that I approach branding and creativity, it's not just, you know, to check another box off the list or, you know, to put something that might be, you know, trendy. But it's also something that truly is in alignment with the vision and the path that God has set for you.
Okay. And we can get in touch with you how?
My Instagram, it's iam.leilani.
Okay. All right. So we'll put that in the show notes. You also do a Substack. And tell us what inspired your Substack, because I saw a couple of headlines and I like them. So tell us what inspired that and why are you doing that?
Yes. So as a multidisciplinary creative, writing has also been in a tool and an outlet that I've always enjoyed. I hesitated for a long time to even share my writing because there was definitely hesitations, but I realized that my writing wasn't for me. You know, I had written sometimes, you know, as journaling and things like that. But really, I've been in process of writing a book, and that book is really tied to the themes that I speak about in my newsletter, which I cover a lot. You know, ultimately all of it comes back to God, but it goes into creativity. It goes into, you know, authenticity, self-discovery, and just how these experiences have shaped these journeys and just sharing some light on that for others.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll also put that link in the show notes so you all can go check out Leilani's Substack. So the final thing I want to talk about, because I find myself very excited about this lately, and I've been fortunate to attend your Paint and Praise workshop. And I want to talk about that because I also want, you know, if anyone is in the area who wants to come by and see what it's all about, they can do that. And we'll put that link below as well. But you and your work and your Paint and Praise has really got me motivated to pursue my art. So, and it's just for play-doh, but, you know, it's very inspiring what you do through art. And I hope that other women, especially,
can discover this, if it's just through your paint and praise. So I wanted to mention that because I really do want to promote the moms who participate in Solo Moms Talk. Yeah. And if you want to say anything about that while you're here, you're free to do so.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that it's inspired you. That's so great to hear. I also created Paint and Praise out of, it was really this longing, I would say, of creating something that I was needing myself. I had taught creative workshops in the past, and I've always viewed creativity and painting and all these mediums as I do believe that it's sacred. And especially when you're intentional with it, it is a way to allow God and Holy Spirit to work through you. It's just that we've been conditioned as a society, or just by a lot of the artwork or things that we see in media and things like that, there is this disconnection from God, from our Creator. Mm-hmm. So when I created Paint and Praise, it was really out of obedience as well in creating a space where we can be intentional about our art, and not necessarily that you have to call yourself an artist. I think the thing that I love about it is that I truly want any level, any person that just is open to trying it. Because I think a lot of people can be hesitant when they're like, well, I'm not creative, I'm not an artist, but I believe that we're all creatives, you know, our Creator created us to create. It's really been, it's been a huge passion of mine, and I'm just excited to continue inviting others in it and growing it as well.
Yeah, thank you. It's a really inspiring work that you're doing there. And I feel like it's a real, really great creative outlet for us, especially if we're going through trauma or if we're just stressed or bored. And I just feel like it's really helpful, and I appreciate you doing that for the community. So thank you. Before I let you go, I'm going to ask you to give a solo mom 3 tips that has helped you navigate life.
Okay. 3 tips. One, I would say truly inviting God into every decision that you make. That would be first. Second, I would say don't be afraid of change. Yeah. And the third one, I would say be the example that you wish you had.
I like that one. Yeah. Oh, thank you. See, I put you on the spot and you thought you didn't have anything. I appreciate you, Leilani, for coming and talking to us. Any parting shot? Any last word you want to say? Anything?
This is so wonderful that you're doing this. It's truly needed. I can't wait to be connecting with more mothers as well. I think I struggled for a while, and I'm still navigating that of like, now that I'm a mother, that's like a change in my identity. But also learning to embrace that and, you know, that we get to be all of ourselves. Like I'm still a creative, but now I'm a mother creative.
Yeah.
It's really great what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for doing this and for coming and talking to us today. I really appreciate it.